Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine and I also hope that all of you are fine. And for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead with some segments, what we call news, information, entertainment, and also music or Indonesian pop song, listeners. So listeners, I would like to begin our program with news. So please stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads cabinet plenary session. Minister of Foreign Affairs launch Women Empowerment Program for Palestinian refugees. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads the cabinet plenary session at the Presidential Office Jakarta on Wednesday morning. The cabinet plenary session focuses on discussing the 2020 government's working plan, as well as the macroeconomic policy and principles of fiscal policy 2020. President instructed that the government's working program should be implemented normally, despite Indonesia will hold the general elections in April. According to President Joko Widodo, the discussion of government's work plan in 2020 must be arranged to be the foundation in arranging the state budget's plan 2019 by referring to the National Medium-Term Development Planning, which has been established by the Ministry of the National Development Planning, BAPENAS. President Joko Widodo also instructed that the government's working plan 2020 must be oriented at developing the quality of human resources, which has begun since this year. To maintain the sustainability of the national development in 2020, the development of human resources must be the main priority, continuing the programs which will be implemented starting from this year. Furthermore, President also reminded his board to anticipate the uncertainty of global economy regarding the normalization of monetary policy in the U.S., fluctuation of commodity price, trade war and protectionism, the growing moderation in China, as well as security and global geopolitics. In addition to reminding about the global economic uncertainty, President called on his board to support the improvement of Indonesia's economy. He also encouraged the participation of private sectors in a bid to support the synergy and innovations of Indonesia's economy by boosting their investments and exports. This is expected to benefit the society, since the participation of private sectors can contribute to providing job opportunities and reducing unemployment rate. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi launched a business planning training program for Palestinian women in Amman, Jordan on Tuesday. Theme: International Training of Trainers of Business Planning of Women in Refugee Camps, Women Empowerment to Achieve Sustainable Goals. As reported by Antara, Minister Retno said that the event is in accordance to the International Women's Day commemoration. Minister Retno said the event, the implementation of her commitment to supporting the Palestinian women so that they can empower their potential and participate in building world peace. The minister added that Indonesia has always supported Palestine through concrete actions such as establishing women empowerment, providing training for Palestinian small and medium enterprises, and supporting the good governance in Palestine. Minister Retno Marsudi also said that the business training for the refugees would benefit not only the economy of Palestine, but also the Palestinian socio-economic infrastructures. The business training program was participated in by 30 people from various organizations, such as United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRW Palestinian, UNRW Jordan, and Jordan Hensmite Charity Organization. The Indonesian government is trying to explore the possibility of establishing cooperation with Japan and the United States on the business of liquefied natural gas, LNG, in a bid to support the energy security in the respective country. It was remarked by Upstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Task Force, SKK Migas, Chairman Dwi Sucipto, when opening the Indonesia-US-Japan LNG workshop in Jakarta on Tuesday. As reported by Antara, Dwi Sucipto pointed out that several prospective cooperation are discussed at the meeting, such as the development of technology and the opportunity of LNG cooperation. Meanwhile, Director General of Oil and Gas at the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Joko Siswanto, explained that Indonesia has plentiful source of LNG amounting to 135.55 trillion standard cubic feet. Therefore, Joko hoped the potential of Indonesia's gas reserves can be developed through the establishment of investment. Representative of the U.S. Embassy in Indonesia, Heather Varyava, said that the U.S. government is pleased to support Indonesia by providing Indonesia with technology assistance in producing LNG, which hopefully can enhance mutually beneficial cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received the visit of Indonesian Communion of Churches, PGI, at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, on Tuesday. After meeting with President Joko Widodo, Chairman of PGI, Dr. Hendirete Hutabarat Lebang, said that at the meeting, PGI invited President Joko Widodo to attend the Conference of Churches and Society to be held in Manado, North Sulawesi, from March 28 to 31. Conference on Churches and Society is a biennial agenda of PGI, which involves all components of the PGI. According to Hendirete Hutabarat, the Conference on Churches and People is a momentum for Christians to support the development process in Indonesia and respond to the rapid changes occurring in the society.
Ya, konferensi gereja dan masyarakat ini diadakan setiap kali untuk merenungkan, untuk menggumuli.
The Conference on Churches and Society aims to reflect on and discuss problems encountered by Indonesian society in the perspective of Christianity. It also aims to discuss how Christian people can actively participate in providing significant contributions to provide the prosperity and advancement of Indonesian society. At the same time, we hope the churches in Indonesia can take actions to face the rapid changes in the society.
In addition to inviting President Joko Widodo to attend the conference, the PGI also invited the president to attend the Great Session of PGI to be held on November 8 to 13. Hendirete pointed out that the event is scheduled to take place on the Sumba Island in Nusa Tenggara. Furthermore, at a meeting with President Joko Widodo, PGI's chairman expressed support of all Christians in Indonesia to succeed the implementation of the 2019 general elections. PGI hoped that the 2019 elections can run peacefully. In addition, PGI called on Indonesian people to take part in determining the future leaders of Indonesia. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government plans to export 16 cargoes of liquefied natural gas, LNG, per year to Singapore in 2020. It was said by Directorate General of Oil and Gas at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Joko Siswanto, on Tuesday, escorted by Antara. Joko Siswanto added that the LPG comes from Train 3 of Tangguh LNG refinery. Based on the contract, 84 cargoes of LPG will be delivered within 5 years. He elaborated that in the first stage, 4 cargoes would be shipped and the other 16 cargoes would be shipped each year until 2025. Joko said that the Indonesian government is looking for the opportunity to develop the cooperation of LNG business. His site openly welcomes investors to set up their investment in the country. Indonesian Chancellor General to Darwin Northern Territory, Australia, Diki Suryanata Miharja, met Deputy Governor of South Sulawesi, Andi Sudirman Sulaiman, in a bid to discuss the prospective economic partnership between South Sulawesi and Darwin Territory. Consul General Diki in Makassar on Tuesday said His visit to Makassar was aimed at discussing several issues, for example, the participation of South Sulawesi Province in the Arafura Games 2019 to be held in April. In addition, the two parties discussed the tourism development cooperation in South Sulawesi by integrating Tanah Toraja and Nul Toraja with the Tori Tori market in Perth, Australia. In the field of education, Australia also seeks to initiate cooperation in vocational education in a bid to search for credible human resources. Vice Governor Andi Sudirman highly appreciated the initiatives of the Indonesian Consulate General. Head of the Indonesian creative agency Backcraft, Triawan Munaf, said that the government hopes the Indonesian literature to be acknowledged globally and favored by international people through the participation of Indonesian at London Book Fair 2019. It was stated by Triawan Munaf in a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday. Besides literature, Indonesia will present not only literature but also other fields such as culinary, film, art performances, and animation. The committee has arranged 120 events to be held not only in Olympia but also other locations across London. Indonesia will be the market focus of the London Book Fair 2019 to be held at the Olympia Kensington, London from March 12 to 14. Director General of Culture at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Fire, said the participation of Indonesia at London Book Fair 2019 is intended not only for business but also a means of cultural diplomacy by showcasing the intellectual products of Indonesian people in an event participated by more than 25,000 participants from 135 countries in the world. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listen to this commentary entitled Looking for Solutions on Kashmir Conflict. Kashmir is in turmoil again. India and Pakistan are two neighboring countries in South Asia that have been disputed over the region for decades. Their conflicts, not only in words, but also in arms. There have been a number of victims fell since 2 weeks ago. An armed conflict began when Indian paramilitary troops convoying in the Kashmir region were killed in a suicide attack on February 14. 40 people were killed in the accident. The angry Indian Prime Minister then not only issued a statement that would retaliate, but manifested his anger by bombarding Jaish Muhammad's group headquarters. The Jaish Muhammad militant group has indeed claimed responsibility for the suicide attack that killed 40 Indian paramilitaries. The latest attack that killed dozens of residents was part of Indian-Pakistani conflicts which have been going on for 7 decades. The two countries were trying to control part of Kashmir since India and Pakistan gained independence from Britain in 1947. Tensions are increasingly felt with the presence of Kashmiri militant groups in Pakistan. There are people who live in the region who have fled, but not a few who remain in the midst of the conflict that is often characterized by riots and violence. Until now, the two countries have not found a meeting point in resolving their border dispute. The latest armed conflict triggered by a militant suicide bombing shows that a dialogue approach is required for resolving the ongoing crisis in Kashmir. That was commentary.
Today in history that happened on March the 6th. I'll begin with March the 6th, 1902. Real Madrid, the Spanish football club, is founded. Real Madrid Club de Football, better known as Real Madrid, is a professional football club based in Madrid, Spain. Founded on March the 6th, 1902, under the name Madrid Club de Football. This team used the title Real or Royal from the kingdom after King Alfonso XIII gave official permission to the club in June 1920. Turning now to March the 6th, 1957, Ghana gains its independence from UK. Ghana is the first African black country to gain independence from colonial rule. This country became independent from the United Kingdom on March the 6th, 1957, with several years later encouraged many other African countries to gain independence. The Republic of Ghana is a country in West Africa, bordering Ivory Coast in the west, Burkina Faso in the north, Togo in the east, and New Guinea Bay in the south. Ghana is one of the largest chocolate-producing countries in the world, besides the largest aluminium producer in Africa. Formerly named the Golden Coast, the name Ghana came from the Ghana Empire. I'll end today in history with March the 6th, 1961, the Indonesian Army Strategic Command Day. The Indonesian Army Strategic Command Day, better known as KOSTRAD, was founded on March the 6th, 1961. When first established, its name was Komando Mandala as the core force of the Trikora Operation to liberate West Irian. Major General Suharto was the first KOSTRAD commander before becoming President of Indonesia. Was today in history from Voice of Indonesia to the world. Sahi, hatiku, oh, Sahi, melihatmu dengannya. Malam terakhir, benar-benar terakhir, harapan tinggi jatuh, menguap tak berbentuk, nyata bukan pertanda. Pikiranku saja, harapan itu semu, sulit untuk ku percaya. Sampai akhirnya ku lihat sendiri. Bahkanmu saja, janji diri sendiri, terakhir malam ini. Ekspektasi tinggi.
sampai akhirnya kau hancurkan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for today's edition, I also would like to give you our next segment about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's topic of My Indonesia, titled Indonesian Serong Festival, was held for the first time in Jakarta. Ministry of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, in collaboration with related stakeholders, hold the Indonesian Serong Festival. The event themed Serong as Cultural Identity Unifying the Nation was held in Jakarta on Sunday, March 3rd. Chief Committee of the Indonesian Serong Festival, I Gusti Kompyang Manila, said that it was the first event on Indonesian Serong. The festival aimed at supporting the government's program in developing Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises, as well as raise people's awareness of preserving Serong as the traditional clothes that unite Indonesian people. The festival consisted of several activities such as public market, Serong exhibition, seminar, and workshop on Serong. The event became more interesting through the competition of adorable Serong photography contest on social media theme Serong and My Country. In addition to Serong photography competition, fun walking was held in some cities in Indonesia and Serong carnivals in some major cities such as Jakarta, Surabaya, Kupang, Padang, and Banjarmasin. President Director of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises Marketing Services Agency, Smesco Indonesia, Emilia Suhaimi, meanwhile hoped that the festival could support the popularity of Serong as the lifestyle of millennial generations. The event also promoted and preserved Serong in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo attended the event accompanied by Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Anak Agung Gede Ngurah Puspayoga, Minister of Religious Affairs, Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, and Minister of Coordinating Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani, as well as 70 stands were held at the event. 38 of them featured sarung and woven clothes from across the Indonesian archipelago, 23 stands exhibited Indonesian traditional craft. 3 stands from the Indonesian ministries, namely Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Transportation, and 4 others were sponsorship stands from some Serong producers. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, there are some segments that we can share to you, listeners. And in this case, I would also like to give you our next segment about Indonesian wonder. It is related to Indonesian tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's Indonesian wonder, we will introduce you Soto Bongko. Sumedang, located in Regency of West Java province, is well known with its typical food called Tahu Sumedang. Tahu Sumedang or Sumedang tofu has small size without any ingredients, but it's very savory and delicious. Besides Tahu Sumedang, the Regency, which is located around 45 kilometers in the northeastern from Bandung, has various kinds of typical foods which should be tasted by tourists when they go to the city. One of them is called Soto Bongko. The name of Soto, Sroto, Sauto or Choto in Indonesian culinary is like soup which is made from meat, broth and vegetables. Different from other sotos, Soto Bongko contains of lontong in it. Lontong is the main dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of cylinder wrapped inside banana leaf. Bongko means big lump. Lontong for this soto is made in big size. Soto Bongko is usually served with lontong, boiling sprouts, pieces of tahu sumedang, and fried onion. All the ingredients of soto were watered with hot thick curry dressing. To add the flavor, you add sweet soy sauce in the serving. As the complimentary, Soto Bongko is served with emping and condiment for spicy sensation. Emping is a type of Indonesian chips, a bite snack, or crackers made from melinjo. To enjoy Soto Bongko, please come to Sumedang, West Java. You will be easy to find the soto in some places in Sumedang. Usually, the soto is sold for breakfast or lunch. The price is relatively cheap, only around 50,000 rupiah until 25,000 rupiah for each portion. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Kita hanya teman biasa saja, teman untuk bercanda, bermain penuh tawa, siang sore dan malam, masih jelas di kepala, masa indah kecil kita, 10 tahun sudah, senang sedih apa saja, masih jelas di kepala, tak akan pernah ku lupa, kecil sampai dewasa. Sahabat setia, tapi bisa bilang apa jika hati berbicara? Apakah ini cinta atau keadaan memaksaku merasakan? Tak pernah ku menyangka, tapi harus bagaimana? Setiap kali kau tanya bagaimana hariku, sekedar memastikan tak ada siapa-siapa. Jika itu maksudmu, sesungguhnya aku
aku pun ingin bertanya, apakah ini cinta atau keadaan memaksaku merasakan? Tak pernah ku menyangka, tapi harus bagaimana? Oh yeah, apakah ini cinta atau keadaan memaksaku merasakan? Tak pernah ku menyangka, tapi harus bagaimana? Mungkin sudah seharusnya dirimu dan diriku bersama. Mungkin sudah takdir kita berdua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Lessons in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is memberi kabar or giving information. Next is a conversation about memberi kabar, or in English, giving information. The conversation is between Tony and Heru.
Halo.
Halo Heru, apa kabar?
Baik, kamu?
Aku juga baik. Oh iya, aku sudah tiba di Jogja tadi siang.
Oh ya?
Iya.
Wah, selamat datang di Jogja. Kamu menginap di mana?
Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Apa kabar? Apa kabar? In English, how are you? Kabar baik. Kabar baik. Good or fine. Aku juga baik. Aku juga baik. Me too. Kamu apa kabar? Kamu apa kabar? How are you? Menginap. Menginap. In English, stay overnight. Kamu menginap di mana? Kamu menginap di mana? Where do you stay overnight? Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara. Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara. in English, I stay at Mutiara Hotel. A common conversation that is usually used to know the condition between two persons are Heru. Hai, apa kabar? Or Hai, how are you? Tony, baik. Kamu? I'm fine. Heru, aku juga baik. Or I'm fine too. Tony, siang Bu, apa kabar? Or good afternoon, Mom. How are you? Sinta, baik. Kamu bagaimana? Or I'm good. How about you? If your condition is not good, you can answer in accordance with your conditions. So let's listen to the example. Tony, halo Sinta, apa kabar? Saya sedikit pusing. Tadi malam saya kurang tidur. Oh, sudah minum obat? Belum. In previous conversations, when talking to Sinta on the plane, with flight attendants and with a receptionist, Tony always used the word saya. But when Tony talked to his friend, he used the word aku. Example, Tony, halo selamat malam Heru. Heru, hai Tony, apa kabar? Tony, baik, kamu? Heru, aku juga baik. Tony, oh iya, aku sudah tiba di Jogja tadi siang. In Indonesian language, there is a substitute for the first person that is usually used, namely saya or aku. When you talk to someone you respect, with an older person, with someone you just know them, or when you speak in a formal situation, use the word saya. However, when you talk to your friends, you can use the word aku. While for the second person pronoun, it is usually used the word anda or kamu. The word anda is usually used for formal situation or in letters, while the word kamu is only used with friends or with small children. And for the third person pronoun, it is usually used the word beliau or dia. The word beliau is only used for people who are respected, while the word dia is used in general. Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition has been helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Sepenuhnya kau yang punya, tanpa ku berpaling. Telah ku pahami diriku sejujurnya, kan percaya takkan ku berdalih. Dengan dirimu akan ku coba tertawa dalam derita, menangisi bahagia bersama. Tak ku sadari dirimu letih di tengah jalannya, lelah kau di sini. Tapi di hati ini selalu menginginkan sebaliknya. Ku memohon kini, pintaku kian mengibah, dengarlah kali ini saja, ku takkan lebih banyak bicara.
sini, tapi di hati ini selalu menginginkan sebaliknya. Ku memohon kini, oh, mungkin pintaku kian mengibah. Dengarlah kali ini saja, ku takkan lebih banyak bicara.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in this segment, I also would like to give you information about Music Corner. Have nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition, I present a song from Bali titled Cari Nak Cerik, sung by Ari Kencana. The lyric tells about outpouring of a man about his lover. The lover is temperamental, which often leads to quarrel. The man does not hopeless. The proof that he tries to be faithful so that the girls does not need to be jealousy. Finally, they get blessing from their parents. Well, listener, here is the song Cari Nak Cerik by Ari Kencana. Happy listening.
Singbungan raga karma uyutan sing lenteken rasa cemburu desa tatang dadi krana adi staten udah beli ngelade menan helen di sini. Pada setuju yang dia ngali dua sedoge tunggu de adi cara na ceni marem lajah metunangan apa bede-bede pede lagi start megongan endah di siaran beli ni subang ala tunangan yen dadi tayangan beli di TV adi calonku renan beli. Apang beli sing ada nak lone nunggu. Apang adi sing laras secemburu. Bire beli nak sekan satya, bire beli nak sekan tresna. Setuju yang tiangali dua sedoge tunggu de adi cara na ceni marem lajah metunangan apa bede 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 raga stata megongan enda beli subang ala tunangnya. Yen dadi tayangan beli di TV, adi calon kurenan beli. Apang beli sing ada nak lone nunggu. Apang adi sing laras secemburu. Ini beli tak sekan tresna, ini hati. Yen dadi siaran beli di radio, beli subang ala tunanya. Yen dadi tayangan beli di TV, andi calon kurenan beli. Denak lo nenggu apang adi singa laras secemburu. Bireh beli nak sekan satya, bireh beli nak sekan tresna.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, thank you very much for your kind attention and time to listen to our program for 60 minutes ahead. And I would like to end this program, listeners, for this show up for today. And don't go anywhere, listeners, because I also would like to give you a next program. So please stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, don't forget to like and to comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, or Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id. So listeners, thank you for everything. I am Ahmad Faisal. Thank you. Bye-bye.